Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking travel, tips, and trends.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so there's a lot of trends that have been happening in the travel world lately, and Jeff and I have been compiling a list of all of these trends and a whole lot of travel tips that we have either experienced or heard about in the last couple of months. So we really wanted to bring them to you and, talk about them because there's definitely stuff you guys should be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, we're more than midway through the summer right now, right? So yes. So people have either gone on vacation, you're still anticipating your vacation, or maybe you're not going on vacation. Maybe you're going on vacation in the fall or winter or something. Maybe you're saving the days. But So we compiled this list. We've been seeing some things. We're like, okay, well, let's add that to our list. So here's our summer edition of travel trips, tips and trends.
It is a tongue twister.
Yes. And I was just actually making fun of you before we recorded that, that you were going to mess it up. And I totally messed it up. But we can always pretty much count on me messing it up. I think that's always the case. So one of the trends that we found, and I think this is pretty disturbing also, is that unused vacation days. People are not using their vacation days.
Which I don't understand that. I mean, when I worked for a company, which is a very small sliver of time, admittedly so. I mean, I think I would plan out my entire year, like on January 1st. So,
but I think people are just afraid to leave the office. Sometimes also you're on vacation and you have how many emails? I mean, our last vacation was a vacation, and I had a lot of emails to catch up. It took me a couple of weeks to kind of really catch up to people. But it says there was a report out that says 73%. That people do not use their vacation days.
That's a big number.
That is a really big number. And less than half actually take the full amount of days. The result is that around 220 million vacation days go unused.
Yeah, I mean, it really blows my mind, especially I think in the U.S. because we don't often, if you work for a company, you don't usually get that much vacation time. So I'm shocked that many people don't use it.
Right. And I think if you work for a company, because the last company that I actually worked before, I went freelance, I had vacation days, but I could not cash out my vacation days. I worked for other companies. You could actually cash out your vacation days. But there is a new company, it's a new website called PTO Exchange, and they actually help you calculate actually how much in dollars your vacation days are, and you could actually use that time, that money, and you could actually use it to book flights or a hotel or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, because I think, you know, especially when we, you know, get a new job and we're offered all these benefits, like, we tend to overlook the value of the days off. And I always tell people, like, if you're negotiating and you can't negotiate salary, one thing you should always try and negotiate is
get more time off.
Yeah, right? Get more time off, because it actually does have a value.
Yeah.
You may not see it, you know, in your paycheck every week or every other week or however often you're paid, but it actually is a value. So I think that's super cool that you could potentially trade your days in for cash.
Yeah, so this PTO Exchange, so through the website you could actually book accommodations or flights, or you could also donate that portion to charity, or you could actually put it into your 401k, or you could actually start a 401k through this exchange as well too.
Yeah, it's just super cool. We're gonna definitely have the link in the show notes for this, because I think there's going to be a lot more companies that come along that are doing things like this, because, I mean, it's a way for companies to cash in on you not taking your time off. So, I mean, that's obvious. There's a business model there. But B, because I think we're really in a technology-driven society where this kind of stuff is cool to be able to have all of these options.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, I think 2 weeks is not enough time for vacation anyway. You need to have more. The rest of the world has a lot more vacation time than us. That's a whole other topic, but that's just my opinion, that we don't have enough vacation time as it is. So, you know, definitely try to use yours, or at least get it monetarily somehow there to
the value. Ease the value. Don't just of it. Let
exactly.
them go away.
Exactly. So, next up on our list, let's talk about some airlines, what they're doing these days. So JetBlue, our friends at JetBlue that we've done a giveaway with, they actually, talk about sci-fi right here. They're actually and there's a couple ones that are similar to this as well too. But a couple months ago, they started rolling out this test program in Boston only as of right now. And it's a facial recognition boarding pass thing. So you actually go up to this facial recognition device, and it will scan your face there live before you board. So you actually don't need a boarding pass. You don't need a ticket. It will actually take from your picture from your passport. So you actually have to have a passport. We all have a passport, right?
I hope so.
Listen to Millennium Money? Of course we do. So it actually scans your face, and then they actually get a confirmation from Customs and Border Protection, and then they go boom. But it also goes real fast too.
Yeah, and this is I mean, if you don't know that facial recognition is the next big wave, like you're sadly mistaken, because everything is going to go this way, whether you know it or not. I have actually worked with a company that has a patent on a facial recognition device, and they're putting them everywhere. I'm talking drugstores, supermarkets.
This is the movie Minority Report.
It is. It really is. But, you know, I hate to say it, it is one of the only ways, I think, right now we can actually stay on top of theft places, because it takes too long for, like, a normal store to tell whether somebody's, you know, a thief or not.
Yeah.
And facial recognition is just... It's just the way, but I like to see that this is actually being used for a good way.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is definitely something for security reasons too, that, you know, for people that are on the, you know, terror list or whatever the case is, a no fly list, and that, you know, that they would actually have their facial recognition, and, you know, so it's a lot easier. And sometimes there's also the people names get mixed up too.
Yes.
on those kind of lists. They're like, no, this is me. I have a passport. You know, this is, you know,
right.
So.
And you can't escape facial recognition.
Right.
I mean, there's no way to really cheat it.
Right.
You know, it's your face. It's your eyes. It's, you know, your thumbprint, all of those things that are unique. So.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a test program that they're just doing. JetBlue is just doing this in Boston, but they plan to, if it's successful, to roll it out. And like you said, it's really coming. The only real negative that they've been getting some feedback is that the data, people are worried about the data that is stored. So once because your information goes from, you know, the border protection. So people are kind of worried about that, but
yeah, but you know, I don't think we can escape.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, I think it's a safety thing. We're going to talk more about a little bit more, later, about some safety issues too, as well, that are coming up too. But I think this is one of them.
Our data is everywhere though.
Yeah. But. I mean, I don't particularly like facial recognition as far as consumerism, but I think this is a good thing. So, but that's just me.
I'm a fan of it. So we're a little bit different.
I'm a Big Brother is watching us too much sometimes.
It's okay.
So Delta, the good people at Delta, they are testing face scanners as well, but this will actually let you check your own baggage in. So,
ooh.
Which my opinion about this too is, I don't understand why they have attendants when you go to the airport, because half the time you're doing everything yourself, and how safe is that too? But maybe with facial recognition, you know, that you walk up and go, here, this is me, and here's my bag, and you can just check it in yourself. And that could save a lot of time too.
Yeah, because haven't you noticed that, you know, we travel a lot for work, and I've noticed sometimes when they're checking your boarding pass with your bag, with your ID, it's a very short glance at your ID. Like, not, you know, blaming anybody here, but I'm just saying sometimes I notice, like, ooh, maybe you might want to take a few more seconds to actually look at me, look at my driver's license.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, not that I'm a criminal, you know.
But this also proves, too, that facial recognition is kind of here. So, you know, so right now, Delta is only doing this in Minneapolis. But again, just like JetBlue, they want to roll this out nationwide if this actually works. So, you know, that's it could be a lot faster way to actually check in your bag, I think, you know. So, and United, of course, they've been in the news for the bad reasons for dragging people off the planes lately. But they are finally, this is a program supposedly they've been working on for a while to actually help with the overbooking. And that's what the whole problem with the doctor being dragged off the flight, that they were overbooked, and they're always overbooked. And to
every airline.
Yeah, every airline is overbooked. To me, I don't understand how that works, because if you go, you know, buy a car from somebody and say, oh, I'm sorry, we sold all our cars, you don't have a car, and it doesn't make sense to me, and how these billion-dollar businesses are actually making money off us overbooking. So anyway, what they have this new system, this new computer system, will actually email you up to 5 days, I believe at 5 days in advance, if the flight's overbooked. And they will give you the opportunity to rearrange your flight, and they will compensate you for that too. And so, which essentially, it takes away all the hassle of you going to the airport, going through all that stuff, and then saying, hey, your flight's overbooked, sorry, we have to bump you, whatever the case is.
Yeah, because if you had a I mean, for us in LA, like, we've got to leave the airport ungodly early because it takes so long to get to the airport. But if we had, like, a day notice that we could, you know, for a fee, rebook, I think a lot of times we might actually consider it. But once you're there and you've gone through, like, the whole entire hassle to get there, it's not always something you want to, you know, agree to.
Yeah, I mean, to me... I don't understand how this wasn't in place in the first place. Like, how have they not had this system anyway? So they'll actually email you. You can get compensation for it. And you could also rearrange your time. You go, okay, cool. That's fine. I can do that. Because a lot of times people do that anyway. I mean, people want to get, you know, some vouchers. And especially if it's, you know, it's the, you know, maybe, so maybe it's like the next day, or maybe that's, it's, you know, an earlier flight or a later flight that they want you to take. It could be still the same. Because they say that it still could be the same day. They just want you to change that particular flight. It might be a different day. I think one of the downsides, of course, if you're a business traveler, this really doesn't work for you because you probably have to get to, you know, that place on time, obviously. But, you know, but that's still, you know, obviously for business travelers, that wouldn't work. But I think for everyone else, this is a really good thing. But as of right now, they're only doing this with the Mileage Plus customers. But again, they really want to roll this out. If this works, if they don't have any bugs in the system, they want to roll this out nationwide, and I think every airline should be doing this.
Yeah, definitely. And another thing, just while we're talking about those, like, usually the first amount of money they offer you to change your flight, if usually you hold out just a little bit, if they're not getting any takers, you can usually get probably at least 25% more, usually 50 to 100% more. So I always say
don't give all the goods away.
Yeah, don't jump up at the first offer. You know, there's way more room for negotiation.
It's kind of like dating is what you're saying? It's don't just marry the first one, or don't just whatever with the first one. Yeah,
I think so.
Right, yeah. So yeah, you play hard to get is what you're saying.
Yes.
Right, okay, cool.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical. If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
So, last on our airlines, would you fly, millennials that are out there listening to this, would you fly on a millennial plane?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like it might be a fun thing. So,
well, we don't have totally all the details yet, but Air France is rolling out later this year, early next year. They haven't given a total date on this. A new millennial airline. So it's actually an offshoot from Air France, and it's called Yoon. It's J-O-O-N, so I'm assuming it's Yoon, don't you think?
Yeah,
it's in French, so I'm assuming that's Yoon. But it's gonna start in Paris, flights from Paris, but then eventually by 2018, and sometime in 2018, it will go worldwide. But what this is, and their quote here in this article that we found, it's aimed at young working clientele, the millennials, 18 to 35-year-olds, and the lifestyles in the digital technology age that we live in.
So everything will be like push screen and...
Yeah, they said there's more... yeah, exactly. That's what I'm kind of thinking. They said there's more details coming out in September. But really what this is, the whole thing is geared towards, you know, millennials and a younger version. So there's going to be, you know, more technology on the plane. Even the flight attendants are dressed casually. So there's a lot more casual atmosphere is what they say, and a lot more casual vibe. Like I said, the more details are coming out in September. But I think this is really interesting that actually an airline going, hey, you know what, let's create a whole other airline for younger, you know, travelers.
Which just proves my point that millennials are worth doing things a little bit different for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I sort of think that's a really, you know, interesting thing. This is not, this is not a discount airline. It is.
No, I don't think millennial inherently has to mean budget. I
thought it was interesting that the article actually pointed that out, that it's actually not a discount airline, because that's what people think.
People think millennials are cheap.
Staying in hostels and have no money. And backpacking and something like that too. So
right.
Yeah. So I mean, this is going to be a full on legit airline.
I think it'll be hopefully it'll be more of an experience.
That's what they say. They want this thing to be an experience, which is what I think millennials and I think even other people, you know, even older age want. They want a cool experience, and I think that's what.
Especially when you're in a tube floating 40,000 miles up in the air.
Right. Right. Exactly. So. So that's what's happening in airline news right now. That's what's trending. So let's move on to, as we mentioned before, the TSA. You know, there's a lot of things going on there. And one of the things that is going on right now, it's a test program in Denver. And the TSA is doing pre-check passengers. They actually have, just like facial recognition, they actually have fingerprint recognition. So if you are, this is only for people that actually have pre-check right now. So if you have TSA pre-check, this is only for them. But again, this is something they do want to roll out, you know, in the future. So what you do is a scanner, you have it, and you just go past it, and you just go wave your hand in front of this thing. So you don't even put your hand down like we do like at LAX and some other airports have that. But you actually just wave your hand, and it will get, as long as it, you know, dings and gets your fingerprints, and boom, you're on your way right through security like that.
Well, I think that is just like amazing. Right. I mean, because any of us, well, really, if you've traveled anywhere, but especially if you live in one of the big cities like LA, New York, Chicago,
New York, a lot of other cities.
Like you spend Boston. A lot of time, you know, through TSA. Yeah. So I think. Right. Any of these things that we can do ahead of time that makes it faster is going to be such a blessing, because it's only going to get, I think, unfortunately, worse and worse.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, and we travel to a lot of really big airports, and I've said this before, we are not fans of our airport that we have to fly out of, LAX. So LAX, you know, management, if you're listening to this, you guys really need to step it up a lot more.
In fact, I will share a story. I thought it was really interesting. We traveled just before 4th of July weekend. Yes. And, you know, typically at LA, we're like already doom and gloom thinking about the long lines. We got up to security on what would be traveling for the 4th of July holiday, essentially.
Right. One of the busiest ones.
We weren't going TSA pre-check. Yeah. We did not have to take off our shoes. We did not have to take anything out of our bags. You did not have to take anything out of your pocket, did you?
No, I did, but I didn't.
And we thought there were no bins. Yeah. We thought it was the weirdest thing ever. I didn't have to take off a hat or anything.
And everybody was that way too. They're like, wait, I don't have to what?
Yeah, it felt like the old times, but it did not feel particularly safe.
And it was sort of an offshoot, sort of where like, what is happening here? So, in my story, what I was going to say is that when you come back through customs from another country in through LAX, like we go to so many countries and it's not even close to, I think they're thorough, but like here, it's like you do a thimprint. And if you do, I'm like, what? Do you do this at other airports? I don't think, because I've gone through customs at other airports, even Chicago and other places, and I'm like, I don't have to do this here. So I don't really understand. So anyway, what I'm saying is I think fingerprints, I think facial recognitions, if these things can work and I have just to wave my hand, boom, we're good.
Well, I think that will bring hopefully some consistency, because I think the amount we travel, like when we traveled home from Stockholm last year, and we were going on an international flight and they didn't even check our ticket with our ID. I was like, wait a minute. No. Check our ticket. Please. So I think the more you travel, like the more inaccuracies you see. So hopefully those things just bring like a common element that everybody has to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't, because there's so many, it was funny that that happened to us at LAX because we've been compiling this list, actually most of them before we actually left on our vacation. And, you know, I was like, wait, is this a new test program or something? It's like, are we, I'm like, but because they cut, like they split off the line, I'm like, is there a mistake? Did something happen? Did,
I think it was a mistake, but right. Whatever.
It was weird though, because it was a lot of us. So.
We got there safe. So.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. So the finger recognition right now, that is a test program in Denver. So if you're on the TSA pre-check, you know, maybe you're actually going to go through that. So that would be kind of a cool thing. And I'm kind of hoping that rolls out, you know, sometime soon. On to electronics. So right now in 10 airports, this is a TSA thing as well too. They have a test program in 10 different major airports, like Boston, Detroit, and our beloved LAX, a bunch of other places around the country. They're doing this trial run for passengers to take out all of their electronics that is bigger than your cell phone. So including your laptop that have you, as you've always done, but now it's your
iPads, Kindle,
all of those things like that, whatever, you know, I mean, we have audio equipment and stuff like that, you know, I mean, hopefully some of this is not on that list, but you know, it's like, so.
I mean, we've joked about this for years, yeah, that we're going to go to airport in robes.
Yeah.
Just in a robe.
Buck naked.
Because
and
you pretty much just need to strip down when you go through the scanners, yeah. But this is now you strip down and you remove every piece of content from your bag,
yeah,
in the same process.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm all for, because people at first did not like the body scanners. And I'm like, I don't care. Whatever. You know, if you want to put a probe on me and that's fine. You know, whatever. That's coming next anyway. But I mean, no. But, you know, I don't mind. But what I just don't understand, because other countries, big major other countries, don't do the take off the shoe thing. And but they do scanners too. It's like, you can't scan my feet when, but without, you know, if, I mean, I guess it's fine. I guess it's, you know, we've obviously had threats of shoe bombers in the past, but it just sort of seems like they're if you could do facial recognition, why can't you, you know, facially
them, yeah,
recognize my Adidas? I mean, come on. But anyway, so this is right now in 10 airports, but this is coming to all airports sometime soon. What right now they're doing is trying to get faster, and they say it actually is moving really fast in these test program markets, and they're all major markets. So, you know, so it is definitely coming. So next time you're traveling, or if you're traveling one of the bigger cities this year, out of one of the bigger cities, you will probably have to go through this and take out all your stuff. And the reason why this is happening too is because of, you know, bag fees, we're all cramming so much more in our
yes,
carry-ons. So it is harder for them to
scan.
So it is a safety thing, and I totally understand that. I totally respect that. There's also more threats too that they're getting. One of the reports they showed, they talked about our now former, as we do this podcast, former TSA head. Actually mentioned that they did a test because of data that they had, that they actually blew up a plane with an electronic device based off of intel that they had. So, you know, so it is totally a safety thing. But one of the other things that they're doing actually in Phoenix, the TSA, this is another test program. They actually have a 3D scanning, high-tech scanning machine that your bag goes through faster and can actually go in deeper and see all the different things too. So, huh, so it also might be a thing that we don't have to do the electronic thing. I'll take all
right,
the electronic if they could actually get this to work. So at least TSA is actually trying more and more to
experiment
to get it faster, and so, you know, which is good, which is really good.
I just wish maybe they would experiment. I understand why they do the bigger metro airports, but I wish they would almost experiment in smaller airports first to like get it down, because you put any glitch in these bigger airports and we're just, you know, we're all cursing the TSA out, and you,
yeah,
know.
Yeah, which, I mean, they're doing their job, and so,
sure,
so yeah,
yeah.
And because even though I have a big complaint about many facets of LAX, you know, knock on wood here, I usually don't want, spend a lot of time in the, and we don't have, as of
you
right
have now,
we,
cursed us.
Exactly. But no, but most of the time the lines actually flow.
They flow really well. They do.
I think they're a little cramped there. Like other repairs, they're way bigger. And I'm like, because I feel like every time I'm in LAX, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like we're right on top of people and I can't get to the bin and whatever, you know. But yeah, but you go to other airports, like we flew out of a small airport in Colorado and we literally just bought sandwiches from a grocery
wrapped up from a grocery store.
It had the date on it and stuff like that, and we had to unwrap it to, or had to go through the scanner again. That's what it was.
Right, they had to take the sandwiches out and look at the sandwiches.
And we thought it was like our bags or something. We thought, oh, there's something there or whatever. But it's like, no, our sandwiches we just bought.
Well, and you get in. I don't know about you. I'm probably more of a worrywart, but in situations like that, I get worried. Like, did somebody do something to my bag? Did somebody put something in my bag?
And, and also, we were in Colorado, so where it's legal to buy, you know, to buy marijuana. Like, did somebody? Because the dog was there too. It's like, yes. You know, it's like, what do you? No, we're good. We're just a sandwich here. You know, maybe they didn't say. Maybe that's what they're looking for too, because you can't take it out of the state too. So. I don't know, but still, nonetheless,
unsettling.
Right. So anyway, so those are the travel tips and trends that we have. We'll have another list of these probably sometime in the fall as well, because we just want to keep you guys updated, because you want to know about these things. You want to be those prepared travelers and not those people who get to the airport and go, what? Where do we go? How do we check in? You know, you see that so much, but you don't want to be one of those people.
Exactly. So we'll have links to all of this good stuff in the show notes. And hey, if you like this episode, head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review on iTunes. We would really appreciate it.